good to be here tonight. Thank God for all the singing. The spirit, what we felt. And, sometimes we do that, like Sister Regina said, we take what we have for granted. I think sometimes that's our nature. We get complacent with things, and we know that that God always loves us, saves us forever. And then we get slack. And he has to remind us. And I thank God he loves us enough to remind us. And keep us close tonight. If you got your Bibles, I'm going to read a few scriptures. Let's start tonight in the book of John. And we probably won't, thank you, Jacob, stand before you too long tonight. John chapter 8, if you've got your Bibles. We know we're celebrating 4th of July tomorrow, Independence Day. The day that the founding fathers of our nation stood, declared their independence from a government that was oppressive. And some might say, well, we're celebrating our freedom. And I would in no way, absolutely tonight, diminish the sacrifice or the lives of the men and the women that stood and sacrificed all that they had so that we could have the freedom that we have in this country. But I will also say that I would never try to diminish the prayers that were prayed by the individuals that God watch over and give us what we have tonight. And I'd say that, and I'd say, you know, we can thank all the things that were done in our present, but we ought to thank God for what we have. Because if you ever go back and look in history, it's an absolute miracle by God's hand that I believe we are where we are today. So tonight, if you have your Bibles, though, we're going to talk and preach, maybe by the help of the Lord, about being free. What is freedom? I mean, freedom, I'm talking real, complete freedom. And tonight, the Bible says this in John chapter 8. Jesus says in verse 31, he says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We are Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage at any man, or to any man, how sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. The servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they unto him, We be not born of fornication, we have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will ye do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God." And you can be seated tonight. On this portion of Scripture, what we find is some of the Jews would come to Christ and they began to talk to him about being of Abraham's seed. We know tonight under the law, and we all understand that, and the things in the old Bible, how they always looked back to Abraham. We know they looked to the laws of Moses, for we know that God had given the law to Moses. The Bible tells us that the law came by Moses, but grace and truth come by Jesus Christ. But I also look back even further than Moses, and they look to Abraham as being the father who had received the promise from God because he had faith in God. And so here these men were tying their liberty, or what they perceived to be their freedoms that they had as Jews in society, to being of the seed of Abraham. And we can look tonight, and I know as we're about to celebrate, and folks will go out, and Sister Sue said already, people be celebrating in ways they shouldn't celebrate. People will be trying to, and that they'll celebrate in worldly ways, in ways that never intended, I believe, initially for the tomorrow celebration to be how it's to be carried out. But they'll be celebrating in ways and things that they understand not. And these Jews here, they were saying, well, we have Abraham as our seed. In other words, we're going to claim heritage because he received the promise of God. We are something because of him. And as we look around, we could begin to think about, put it in a context today and put it in the context of this week and tomorrow. In particular, a lot of folks will go back to the founding fathers, and they'll go back to the things of the past. They'll go back to all the freedoms and the liberties that we have. And some will say, we have all these things because of those men that are back there. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. I'm not talking about the freedoms that we enjoy in the physical sense. Hey, listen, we all have freedoms to an extent here, but if you take a good close look at the natural side of man, we are not totally free. Listen, we're not completely free, not even in our own land, not even in our own society. You realize tonight you're not even free in your own home tonight. But I'll say this, more than that, physically in this body, you're not free from a whole lot of things. You're still subject to some things. Hey, listen, so you don't have complete liberty like you think you do. And if you do, you're believing a lie, living a lie, just like the Pharisees. But Christ here was telling them, hey, listen, I'm here as a son of God. And if I make you free, you're free indeed. In other words, what is it to be completely free? You want to know how the Bible says in one scripture, Christ told him in John chapter 3, when he was talking to Nicodemus over there and telling him about being born again and all those things. And John 3:16 comes down and he told him, God so loved the world that he sent his own begotten son. Listen, to whosoever should believe on him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then he told him, he said, for God sent not a son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not on him is condemned already, because he not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. Hey, listen, there's a condemnation of sin that keeps every man, woman, boy, or girl bound today. Hey, listen, when sin enters in and it's imputed unto you, you're in bondage, spiritually speaking, from that time forward, and you never get out. Hey, listen, the only way you ever got out and be totally free is when Jesus come walking down through the land, and he gave his life at Calvary, had shed his blood up on that hill. Hey, listen, had poured out of that cross, off of that cross and off of his body, and they put him in the grave, and he got up the third day, and he sat down at the right hand of the Father, so that you and I could put our faith in him. Hey, listen, we could be born again in the freedom of God, away from the condemnation of sin. Christ told him, he said, if I make you free, you're free indeed. And listen, a lot of us today, we can say, I want to take my time just a moment to try to get this point across, because I fear that we may have glossed over it just a little bit. But if we look around today and you say, well, Victor, I'm enjoying all the freedoms that I have. If you take a real good hard look, hey, listen, we all probably know somebody down the road. We thought they had just as much liberty as we enjoy today, but something happened down in life, and all of a sudden the things that they had begin slowly to be taken away from them. Hey, listen, the banks can come and take what you have. The government can come and take what you have. You realize tonight someone can lie upon you, and an agency can come in and take what you have. There's folks today have their children removed out of their own homes, and they're sitting there at their dinner table right now thinking they've enjoying the freedoms of this world and the freedoms of this nation and the freedoms that they have in society. And I'm telling you that the whole time you think you're free, there are people out there, hey, listen, and there's forces out there that desire to sift you and take everything you've got and leave you with absolutely nothing. If you think I'm lying, you can go into some of the major cities in our society today, and you'll see people homeless, or you'll see them destitute, or you'll see them have absolutely nothing. Why? Because they were never really free. That's the truth. You say, Victor, that'll never happen to me. Go ask them. They probably would have told you the same thing 5 years ago.
But I'm not talking about that kind of freedom. Because listen, all those things, I believe no matter how good you are, no matter what, how free you think you are, you're still not free from death. And Christ Jesus come and he listened. When Christ made us free, he made us totally free. I'm talking absolute. I'm talking the freedom of, freedom from the condemnation of sin. Christ told him there, he said, you are in the condemnation of sin because you have not believed me. When he told the Jews there, and listen, he said, your father's the devil. In other words, what does Satan do? Satan binds. Sin binds. Sin separates. Sin condemns. And listen, sin brings judgment. Sin brings the wrath of God. Because of sin, man was in bondage. You believe that? Hey, listen, because of sin, God looked at man in the garden and he said, you're going to have to leave this place. Because of sin, God separated them from him. Because of sin, he said, you're surely going to die. Because of sin, you face the wrath of God. Hey, listen, even David himself, he said, God has a cup of wrath and judgment and he's going to pour it out, even the dregs thereof. Hey, listen, so therefore the whole world is in condemnation because of sin. But Christ didn't come to set the world free. He come to set the souls of men free. Because God's not interested in saving the world. This world's already corrupted. This world's already full of sin. We've got teachers today. Hey, listen, we've got religions today looking for Christ to split the eastern skies, to come down, sit down upon a throne in Jerusalem and somehow bring all peace on this earth and all peace in this world that we live in. I'm telling you, this world's so corrupt. And if you think it's bad now, you wait a little while. It's only going to get worse from here. I believe that. It ain't going to get any better. No. Scripture tells us it's going to wax worse and worse. The Bible says there'll be a great falling away. Hey, listen, if we're not in the throes in the midst of it right now, and I believe we are, but I still believe it's only going to get worse. You want to know why? I believe it'll get worse because even in as bad as it is now, we still have the opportunity to come to the house of God and worship Him. But I believe it'll get so bad someday that we won't even have that opportunity anymore. And I don't know when that day comes, and I hope and pray it'll never come in my lifetime. But I'm already seeing things in my life that I thought I'd never see. But Christ here was telling them about being free. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8, Paul wrote to him, he said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Hey, listen, Brother Chester, you remember when God made you free? Hey, listen, you remember when you got off up the altar, Dylan Perry, and you realized that the bonds of sin that held you down was weighing you down and was keeping you down, and you tried to lie about, and you tried to fool the pastor about, and you tried to fool mom and dad about, that the Lord knew right where you were, but you remember the day when God himself, hey, listen, drew your heart and broke you down, and when you were all broke down, he picked the load that was holding you there, and he put it upon himself, and he said, now you are free. Hey, listen, and you stood up for the first time, and you realized that the weight of sin was gone. Hey, listen, and death had no power over you anymore.
Yeah.
And sin never had any power over you anymore. And Satan never had any power over you anymore. Hey, listen, and you were adopted. Listen, out of the family you were in that was a sin cursed and on the way to hell. Hey, listen, and you were living lie after lie. You want to know why? Because Jesus told them there, your father's the devil. He's the father of a lie. That's all he does is lie. No wonder people in sin continue to lie. That's all they know. Christ said, He said, I'm telling you what my father told me. He said, and you're believing what your father has told you. But your father's the devil. And he's a liar. And he's a liar from the beginning. And then Christ told me, he said, why are you not understanding these? How many times do we come to the house of God? Hey, listen, and we preach the gospel. And we sing about the love of Christ. Hey, listen, and we rejoice in the Spirit. Hey, listen, and the power of the Holy Ghost as it moves to the church. And yet there's still those that stand around. Hey, listen, and act as if there's nothing going on. Or they don't understand. What do we do? Don't you want to sometimes go to them just like Christ did these Pharisees here and say, why do you not understand these things? Christ told him as plainly as he could. He said, I've told you the truth. and you still believe me not? Why do you not understand my speech? Why do you not understand how simple this is? You're in bondage. You're headed for an eternal destination through the condemnation of sin, separated from God for all eternity, but to face the judgment and the wrath of God. Because you believe not a son. Not because you couldn't accomplish some great task. Not because you couldn't pay some great sum. Not because you couldn't do some great deed. But simply because you chose not to believe.
Right.
Why is it that you cannot understand my speech? Freedom was right there in front of them. Freedom was staring them in the face. And they didn't have to do anything hard to attain it. All they had to do was believe.
Yep.
You remember the day you believed?
Yes.
You remember how hard it was to believe? Some might say it was the hardest, easiest thing I ever had to do. Because the warfare that took place between the mind and the heart. Because God wasn't dealing with the mind, He was dealing with the heart. But the mind was full of all the things you thought you knew were right. Because it was filled with all the lies of the world. The lies of the world, like I've got all kinds of time. The lies of the world was surely there must be another way. The lies of the world that said I can do it myself. I can change my life and I can please God. I'll do it myself. I don't need them people. I don't need the church. I don't need that gospel. I don't need the preacher. I don't need that way. But the whole time the Spirit was dealing with the heart. Saying, come. There's one way. There's one truth. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the whole time the mind's telling you one thing, but the heart, God's just dealing with the heart and pulling at the heart. And the Spirit's knocking at the heart and saying, why do you not understand my speech? Why do you not understand? And when you got tired of sin, you took a step. And that quick, freedom come.
Yeah.
I didn't have to die. Christ died.
Right.
Because I believed upon Him, I died out to sin. But not by my own doing. But it was through His blood.
Yeah. Right.
I just simply believed Him.
Yep.
And sin had to let go. You say, did sin have to let go? Well, it was covered. It was paid for. It was sufficient enough. The payment of Christ was sufficient enough. So the Father looked at it and said, the sin that was there is no longer required. It's been covered. In other words, the debt's been paid. Some of you here tonight, you're young. I include myself in this bunch. Even though I was called old coming in. Joy is downstairs. But some of you folks know what it's like to be in debt. You young people, you're just starting into that road, and my best advice, the best advice I could give you on the financial side is don't go into a lot of debt. But some of you folks have been around a while, you've paid your dues, you've worked all those years in your life, and you've retired and you've enjoyed those things, and the fruits of your labor have allowed you to relieve yourself of some of those debts that you had incurred along life. And I remember talking to folks along the way, and I'm not going to give any names, but I know people along the way that they are essentially debt-free. And you listen to the radio, and there's a program on, and it's all they talk about is being debt-free. And the liberty that that gives you to not have that debt load hovering. That's just the financial side. What about the spiritual side?
Right.
How much liberty and relief is there knowing that sin's debt is not hovering over you anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, that debt was so big and that debt was so great and nobody could get out from under it. But Christ's blood was shed so that we all could get out from under
it. Yep.
So if we live in a land today to where virtually, truthfully, no one should ever go to hell. There's no excuse for a man or woman to be separated from God. But they are, because they're not free. And the freedom that they need to get out of that is one prayer, one step away.
Yeah.
It's in Christ. I mean, Christ told them, "Come from my Father. I've given you the words of the Father. I've shown you everything the Father has shown, told me to tell you, to show you." He did it all so that we could be free. Tomorrow I'm going to celebrate my liberty that I have in this country. But I celebrate the freedom from sin every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I do. I thank God every day. And I know, hey, listen, I'm just as patriotic as anybody else. I had my red, white, and blue tie on Sunday. And I'll probably wear it again this Sunday. I've got a grandfather that's passed on. He was in World War II. I've got family that fought in wars. And I was even in the military for a short amount of time. And then I got things happening, and I was let go. So I'm not I'm very patriotic. I love the country I live in. I love the people here. I love the flag, red, white, blue, all that good stuff, right? When I was growing up, it was apple pies and baseball and apple pie and Chevrolet, but whatever. As good as those things are, and ain't nothing compares to my Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
As good as those things are to celebrate once a year, however many times you like to do it, I celebrate being born again and free every day.
Amen.
I thank God every day for what He's done for me. I remember Him every day. I think about Him every day. I love Him every day. I love Him more than anything in this world. Because He set me free.
Yeah.
I'm free indeed.
Yeah.
It wasn't because of George Washington, and it isn't because of Donald Trump. It's because of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He's my Savior. He's the one I live for. He's the one I love. He's the one I hold to. Because if you're looking for man to help you, I'm going to tell you something. They'll let you down every time. Even your closest friend will let you down sometimes. But Christ will never let you down. And I love Him tonight. Glad I'm free. Glad I'm saved. James, come get a song tonight. You might think that's strange. That's okay. I'm just glad I'm born again.
Yes.
I'm glad it was that easy for me. I mean, it wasn't easy for Christ, but I'm glad He loved me enough to go through it all, suffer it all.
165.
Brother Henry sings a song, and we try to sing it on occasion around here. Because He loved me. Because He loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love has ever been known by mortal man. That's right. And I thank Him for it tonight. Let's stand to our feet while He sings.
Be flat.
You'll get it. How about it tonight? While they sing, if you need to come and pray. Are you free tonight? I mean, absolutely. Do you know what it's like? Do you know what I'm talking about? Christ said, "If I make you free, you're free indeed. The Son make you free." Those people were claiming Abraham. They said, "Hey, listen, Abraham's our father." Christ told me, He said, I know you claim the seed of Abraham, or you claim Abraham as your father. But He reminded him also, He said, Abraham, when He talked to him, He said, if you're a servant, a servant isn't in the house forever. But the Son abideth forever. They were servants of sin. Their heritage wasn't going to save them. The heritage don't save you. Heritage don't save me. But I believe Apostle Paul told him, he said, I'm an heir of God and I'm a joint heir with Christ. And because Christ abides forever in heaven, you and I abide with him. Someone have a testimony, anything on your heart tonight?